Revelation 19:6 and 7a, and I heard what seemed to be the roar of a large crowd, or the roar of many waters, or the sound of loud rumblings of thunder, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, because the wedding of the Lamb has come. God-pleasing marriage is beautiful. One man and one woman reserve their sexual relationship until after the wedding. They are devoted to each other throughout this earthly life. Together, they seek God's blessings in their chastity, commitment, raising children, and attending church. Today's passage announces a wedding, the marriage of Christ and the church. In a very real spiritual sense, Jesus Christ is the bridegroom of every Christian. He demonstrated his faithful love by dying and rising to life for our salvation. By the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, we pledge our devotion to our Savior. Heaven is the setting for the wedding between the Lamb of God and his bride, the Holy Christian Church. Can you imagine our joy when in heaven's halls we are united with the Lord and every believer in perpetual perfect peace? Our prayer from Christian Worship Hymnal 218, Then the glory, then the rest, then the Sabbath peace unbroken, then the marriage, then the love, then the feast of joy unending, then the Spirit's harvest gathered, then the Lamb in majesty, then the Father's Amen.